Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be honoring a long-running Afterglow tradition with songs that celebrate and lament the arrival of fairer weather. It's Songs of the Season, Spring, coming up next on Afterglow. Sandra Wilson doing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most from her 2008 Blue Note CD, Loverly. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I've got a lot of music about spring on the way, observing the long-running Afterglow tradition begun by program founder Dick Bishop of noting the change of seasons with a special program. All of the seasons have inspired quite a few tunes over the first century or so of American popular song, and spring, the season of renewal, of everything coming to life again, is probably right behind Christmas when it comes to the number of songs that have been written. It's always tempting, though, to write against the grain of your topic, I think, to underline what should be a happy theme with a melancholic feeling. And in that regard, I think spring is undoubtedly king. I'll start off with three songs that in one way or another lament or dismiss the arrival of spring, beginning with Nat King Cole, something from his early 1960s Heartbreak Torch album, Where Did Everyone Go? Here he is with a song from the 1938 musical I Married an Angel, Rodgers and Hart's Spring Is Here on Afterglow.
Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. Slow to start, a
little slow reviving. That music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year. Spring will be a little late this year. That music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that
are done and the woolens are put away. Everyone shouts hooray, it's spring, hooray. But I never have figured out what the hullabaloo's about. Why do the people shout Tour-a-lay, if it's April, March, or May, this is what I've got to say. So it's gonna be spring, so what? So it's spring, is that good? When I walk through the park, I just walk through the park and go home to my own little bed. So the birds on the wing, so what? I should care, let it wing. All that passionate cooing the pigeons are doing don't matter a smidgen, unless you're a pigeon. I'm not, and so what if it's spring? Each bud that is bursting in bloom unfolds to the delicate bee. Such hocus pocus may tickle a crocus, it's kind of revolting to me. Gee, so it's gonna be spring, so what? So it's spring. Ni chavo. If there isn't a guy with a gleam in his eye, no one exciting, nor hand-to-hand fighting, it might as well be Halloween. What I mean, so it's spring. Mm-hmm. hocus pocus may tickle a crocus. It's kind of revolting to me. Gee, so it's gonna be spring. So what? So it's spring. Nietzsche of all. If there isn't a guy with a gleam in his eye, no one exciting for hand-to-hand fighting, it might as well be Halloween. See what I mean? So it's spring. So it's spring. So it's spring. It's spring.
Jackie Kane and Roy Kral doing a rather dismissive song about spring called So It's Spring, written by Tommy Wolfe and Wayne Arnold. That comes from their 1957 album Free and Easy, the arrangement by Bill Holman. Frank Rosolino taking the trombone solo there. And as far as that lyric Nichivo goes, it sounds kind of like me chuckle. Jackie Kane recently told Jazzwax blogger Mark Myers that it's Russian for don't worry or who cares. Pretty appropriate for that song. Ella Fitzgerald, before that, doing Frank Lesser's Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year from her album Hello Love. And we started off with Nat King Cole from his 1962 Torch album Where Did Everyone Go, doing Spring Is Here. Some more upbeat songs about spring now. We'll start off with something from June Christie from one of her very last Capitol albums, recorded in 1963. It featured June Christie in a pretty laid-back small group setting. It had Bud Shank on flute, Al Viola on guitar, hence the title, The Intimate Miss Christie. We're going to hear a Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke tune that was written for the 1944 film Lady in the Dark. Here's June Christie with Suddenly It's Spring on Afterglow.
My heart dancing, imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing, not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hill. Love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly it's spring. It's spring.
As restless as a willow in a windstorm,
time is jumping as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, that it might as well be spring.
Benny Goodman's big band with singer Helen Forrest doing a little-known gem from American popular song maven Alec Wilder. That was Soft as Spring, recorded in 1941 from the CD The Complete Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman. Before that, tenor saxophonist Stan Getz and singer Astrid Gilberto doing It Might as Well Be Spring, a live recording from 1964 from the CD Stan Getz Gets a Go-Go. And we started off with June Christie doing Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's song Suddenly It's Spring from the album The Intimate Miss Christie. I'll have more music for the springtime in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Music about spring is the theme on this edition of Afterglow, part of this program's long-running Songs of the Season tradition that was started by show founder Dick Bishop. And we're going to focus now on songs that connect springtime with big cities. We'll hear from Billie Holiday doing a very famous jazz standard, Yip Harburg and Vernon Duke's April in Paris. Vernon Duke wrote the music for that. Yip Harburg wrote the lyrics partly by grabbing a bunch of travel brochures and sitting in a delicatessen on the Lower East Side of New York City. He'd never been to Paris. He had to kind of try to imagine what it might be like. We'll also hear from band leader Sun Ra, a.k.a. Herman Sonny Blount. Probably not somebody that's a regular for Afterglow, but Sun Ra liked American popular song a great deal himself, and he wrote some beautiful instrumentals, one of them called Springtime in Chicago. So we'll hear that serenade to the Windy City as well. We'll start off with singer Tony Bennett. This is a song that was written by a friend of Blossom Dearie. She called him up and had him go to lunch with this gentleman, Tony Scabetta. And Tony Bennett later said he recorded this song in part because it was refreshing to hear somebody say something good about New York. Here's Tony Bennett and Spring in Manhattan on Afterglow.
Spring in Manhattan starts after dark, after a lazy afternoon in Central Park. Washington Square may be where you'll feel her first warm touch. Down in the village, you'll find she may be much too. Spring in Manhattan never stays long. Still, if you fall in love, she'll bless you with a song. And if you listen to every word, the song she'll sing will bring spring in Manhattan.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to charm of spring? Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my? Thank you.
Sun Ra with a tune in 1956 that featured some unusual harmonies, and also unusual, I think, in that it featured Sun Ra playing a little bit of electric piano there. The song was called Springtime in Chicago from Sun Ra's album Supersonic Jazz, featuring James Scales on alto sax. Before that, Billie Holiday doing April in Paris, featuring Ben Webster on tenor sax, from the two CD set of Holiday's later Verve work called All or Nothing at All. And we started off with Tony Bennett, a 1963 recording of a song called Spring in Manhattan from the collection 50 Years, the Artistry of Tony Bennett. Some more instrumental tributes to spring now on the heels of that Sun Ra tune, and one that has a connection with Billie Holiday, whom we just heard in the previous set. We'll hear tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon doing Some Other Spring, a song that Billie Holiday originally recorded in 1939, written by her good friend Irene Kitchings. It kind of came out of the bust-up of Kitchings' marriage to bandleader and pianist Teddy Wilson. We'll start off with something from Miles Davis from a 1951 Metronome All-Stars record date. Metronome was a jazz and music magazine that sometimes got musicians together, poll winners sometimes, to do these recordings, and just always gathered them under the name of Metronome All-Stars. This particular date featured baritone saxophonist Serge Shaloff, pianist George Shearing, and vibraphonist Terry Gibbs, and trumpeter Miles Davis doing Ralph Burns' arrangement of Early Spring on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon doing Some Other Spring, a live 1973 concert recording from the complete Dexter Gordon on Prestige. Dexter backed up there by Hampton Hawes on electric piano, Bob Cranshaw on electric bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Before that, trumpeter Miles Davis, 1951, Early Spring, accompanied by baritonist Serge Shaloff, pianist George Shearing, and vibraphonist Terry Gibbs from that Devlin tune, A Jazz History, Volume 4. I'll wrap up this Afterglow tribute to springtime with a couple of odes to spring mornings, something from recently departed pianist singer Blossom Deary, a spring obscurity written by Bob Hames, brother of singer Dick Hames, and probably best known for the standard That's All. Before that, something from flutist Herbie Mann's debut as a leader, recorded for Bethlehem in December of 1954. The tune's called A Spring Morning, and Mann says in the liner notes that while he wrote it in December, he remembered how he felt in April. Herbie Mann on Afterglow.
Thank you. this is a fine spring morning. It's everywhere for us to share. Just look what a fine spring morning can do. I've got a brand new feeling. When I think twice, it's awful nice. I hope everybody's feeling it too. Bees are getting busier, birds are getting dizzier. Little girls and boys are getting quizzier. Songs are getting singier, butterflies are wingier. And sure as shooting, spring is getting springier. So on this fine spring morning, my heart's resigned, made up my mind to spend every fine spring morning with you. Say, I've seen a lot of mornings, the sunshine glows, a rooster crows, but this is my first spring morning in love. So if this young girl's fancy gets out of hand, please understand, it's just that this young girl's fancy is love. Kids are getting cozier, neighbors getting nosier, bulls are getting more and more bulldozier, bums are getting bummier, chums are getting chummier, and yummy looking girls are getting yummy. Some of these fine spring mornings, we're gonna be a family and spend every fine spring morning in.
We close with Blossom Dearie doing A Fine Spring Morning from her eponymous 1956 album. Before that, Herbie Mann and A Spring Morning from his 1955 Bethlehem album, Herbie Mann Plays. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is John Shelton, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.